Mobile County overtook Jefferson County for the greatest number of coronavirus cases and deaths in Alabama this week. The streets around downtown Mobile are mostly empty these days. Residents are staying home to avoid being exposed to COVID-19. But on Tuesdays, cars line up in the right lane of Dauphin Street outside Central Presbyterian Church. There, the drivers wait for hours. As APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Oldshue explains, it's not just spiritual nourishment these Mobile residents are seeking at Central Presbyterian.
I talked to a lot of people, and it really hurt my heart because I just got a real impression that there were a lot of people who didn't want to be there.
That's Pastor Chris Bullock. Bullock's church was founded in 1846, but it lost most of its congregation as people left Midtown to West Mobile. The church's doors stayed open, however, as it reinvented itself, converting unused rooms into artist studios, headquarters for nonprofits, and a photography darkroom. It's also a food pantry that served 100 families a week. That was all before coronavirus hit. Then people in the Mobile area started losing their jobs. The number of cars lining up outside has tripled, and the food pantry converted to a drive-thru so it could keep running. It now serves 350 each week.
They were just like, how did I end up here?
Chris Bullock.
These folks, you know, didn't have a safety net to begin with, right? So now with this happening, all of that will be exacerbated. And so it's the economic damage that's going to be the long term. And that doesn't get fixed easily.
Volunteers fill boxes with bags of potatoes, eggs, milk, fresh fruits and vegetables, and 10 pounds of sliced ham provided by the relief group, Feeding the Gulf Coast. Today's helpers at the food bank are members of Rainbow Mobile and Prism United. Drivers pull up. Volunteers ask how much do they need. The groceries are loaded up, and the visitor drives away.
It's not one area, one race, one anything. It's across the board.
Connie Guggenbiller is director of the food pantry.
I worry about the ones with children that can't get on the bus and come to us. Yeah. I worry about the older people that cannot drive. Who's taking care of them? What's happening with them, you know?
She wants to remove the stigma of receiving food and make sure the food is what she would eat herself. Chris Bullock warns that Mobile needs more than food pantries to help the poor through this time.
You know, doing a better job now with this crisis and poverty in Mobile will reap rewards for our community long past COVID-19. But I want us to have a conversation in Mobile about caring for each other and what's going to happen here, why we need to encourage things that stabilize the community.
Some of the volunteers take boxes of food home for themselves. Others turn down a box so that it can go to others who need it more. During today's visit, everyone passes an unfinished mural with an outlined hand holding a sign that reads, "All are welcome." The painting is a celebration of a community by artist Kathleen Kirk. She says the church hopes the community will one day add the colors that bring it to life. It's that sense of community that Chris Bullock is working to supply, one box at a time. Lynn Oldshue, APR News in Mobile.
Get your makeup all back.